Fred Film Radio. Alicia Nella Cita at the Rome Film Festival, Italy.
Fred Film Radio, I'm Matt Micucci from the Rome Film Fest. We're going to be talking about a film that's presented in Alice nella Città, which we are media partners of. We're here with the filmmaker Roberto Solinas. Thank you very much for joining us, first of all.
Thank you, guys.
Presenting the film Cuban Dancer. Would you like to maybe say a few words to introduce it to our listeners who are not familiar with it yet?
Well, I mean, Cuban Dancer is obviously a dance film about Alexis Francisco Valdez Martinez, who's a very talented Cuban ballet dancer. It follows Alexis and his family in their long journey to reach Alexis' goal of becoming a first dancer and entering a major U.S. ballet company, starting from Cuba. When we started filming, they were living in Cuba. After a year and a half, more or less, of following them, they finally got a visa to reunite with a long-estranged sister who was living in Miami for 8 years. So they've been separated with this important member of the family for a long time. And we followed them moving from Havana to Pembroke Pines, Florida. Yes. And then to Boca Raton, when Alexis finally finds a school where he continues his study until reaching... I won't say reaching what, because I will spoil the film.
We won't give everything away.
Yeah.
But, so you followed him for a few years.
We followed them on and off for 5 years.
Right.
We've been following them more closely when we were in Cuba, because we were living in Havana at the time, so we've been filming continuously for about 8 months there. Mm. And then when they moved to the U.S., we have been on and off following every time there was a major counterpoint, a major step in their path, in their story. We were there present to follow and see what was going on.
How did you meet him?
We met in Havana because the co-author and choreographer of this film, Laura Domingo Aguero, she's also a teacher at the National Ballet School where Alexis was studying at the time, and he was a pupil of her, a student.
A very promising one, too.
A very promising one. We wanted to really tell a lot more about the environment of the Cuban Ballet School. So it was more a choral kind of project. But then we narrowed it down to one student, because also we fought and we figured out that following one was a way to get more intimate in the story. Yes. And so it became not only a film about ballet, but a coming of age.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, speaking of ballet, though, were you always interested in it? Because it strikes me as, you know, in cinema, ballet works so well. There's a tradition of films depicting ballet.
Of course.
But were you always interested?
Well, I studied theater. I graduated in history of theater here in Rome, La Sapienza, many years ago.
Right.
My background is in theater and performing arts. In my work as a documentarian, I've mostly covered more social and political issues, but also cultural. I've done a film about Mario Monicelli. There's always been in my work a balance between politics and social issues and culture.
Yeah, in fact, if I can just, the way that I saw this film was there's three layers. There's one that's the coming of age story of the protagonist, and there's the second, which showcases the dancing, but then there's also the socio-political situation that lurks in the background when we see the pivotal moment in which particularly Trump was elected as well. So exactly. That was also interesting to you.
Yeah, this is not a political film in any way.
No.
But yes, when you talk Cuba-US, it's impossible not to have a background of what the situation is or was at the time when we were filming. You cannot completely skip that subject. Nobody can when you're talking about relationships between Cuba and the U.S.
Sure.
But the family doesn't move to the U.S. because of political reasons or not even economic reasons. Their main drive is to reunite the family. And this is something that was really moving for us, to see how much dedication these people and many sacrifices they are willing to make in order to have a united family and support this kid's career.
Yeah, and that's amazing, you know, to see a family support their child and go and embark in a career in the arts. It's actually surprisingly rare, so it's great to capture it on the screen. But were they happy to have you filming the entire situation?
Well, I mean, as the film grew, we also, our relationship grew.
Oh, right.
At the beginning, of course, we were they were more distant and skeptical about the process. But after a while, especially Alexis understood that the best way to go through this was to just be himself. Mm. This is what we told him right from the start. He thought at the beginning, he was asking questions like, should I act? No, man, you should not act. You should just be yourself. And after a while, we were very happy to see that we managed that. They kind of forgot completely the camera.
Right.
And we became part of what was going on, in
That's
a way.
That's interesting, what you're saying about how you were talking with Alexis during the shoot, because you mentioned your theater background earlier, and I was going to ask you, and maybe, unfortunately, we might have to end it with this. Do you feel like your theater background influences your work in documentary, which to the untrained eye may be slightly different, you know, because it's not fictional, essentially, but do you feel like there is an influence there that comes from the theater?
Absolutely, there is. You have to consider that I'm also the DOP. I'm the shooter of the film. I shot every single frame of it. So for me, there was an interest, of course, in the theatricality of certain situations. And of course, I mean, Alexis is a fantastic protagonist. He could be a movie star.
Yeah.
Maybe he would be one day.
Maybe.
He also sings very well.
Yeah.
But also from a visual point of view, I was very, very seduced by what I saw at the ballet school in Cuba and then later on in the U.S. It was amazing to shoot, to be able to film and capture on camera so much life, so much energy. You know?
Yes.
And that was one main drive for me, was telling a story, but telling a story visually, and in this case, using also cinema language to portray dance.
Yes. Cinema language to portray dance. Well, it's been an absolute pleasure. Thank you very much for joining us talking with us about your film, which I remind our listeners is called Cuban Dancer. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
And this is Fred Film Radio, the Festival Insider.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on Fred.fm and smartphone apps.